Pnimius and Daf Yomi Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara on Amud Aleph is in the midst of a discussion about rice or something like rice. What's the bracha with it? What's bracha Rishona? What's bracha Achrona? And why? And along the way, the Gemara gets into a discussion if rice is considered a Maisa Kedira, if it's like a cooked dish in all senses of the word. And in its back and forth and trying to determine whether it is or is not a Maisa Kedira, the Gemara says, Va'ora is not Maisa Kedira. So the Gemara asks a question. It says, is rice not a Maisa Kedira? Is it not a cooked dish? From Tanya, didn't we learn the following? Elohim Maisa Kedira, that the following things are considered a Maisa Kedira. Chilka, Targis, Soilas, Zaviz, Va'arsan, Va'orez. And, Rashi explains, based off the Gemara elsewhere, that what are these different things that we're talking about? You know, wheat kernels that are split into two parts, and split, right, is in three parts, and four parts, that's Taragis, and Zarzis, and Zarz, and, you know, five parts, the Arsan, and Orez. So rice is like one of those. So, Ravitchamayim Morgenstern beautifully, in his Sefer Sheres Yaakov, explains other Pnimius, something going on in this Gemara. And he explains the following. He says, he starts with a story. He says, there's a story of that happened by the Rav Mibrisk, the Brisker Rav, that there was a certain Talmud who came in to the Brisker Rav and he asked him. He said, regarding my Torah, I have a lot of kashas. I have a lot of questions. I have a lot of difficulties. I don't always come out with a clear maskana. I don't always know what I'm doing. But my tefillah, at least, Baruch Hashem, my tefillah is good. I go into davening. I know what I want to daven for. I daven for it. I'm atzlich in davening for it. It comes out clear. And good, I move on. And the Rav responded. He said, if that's what you think, then it turns out that your learning is good and your davening is very bad. Right? You didn't even begin to daven. Meaning, if you have all these kashas and stuff and you're learning, it's a raya that your learning is very good. And if you have, you know, you don't have any difficulties in your davening, that's a raya that your davening is very bad. So, Richard Meyer explains, he says, the simen, the sign for being machnis into Avodas Hashem, is if you feel the milchama, that anytime you're about to do something good and embark on a positive endeavor in Avodas Hashem, the Yitzhahara and the Klipa is going to come there. And in order to try to succeed, you have to do Shvira Saklipa, so you have to break away the shells, you have to break away these outer husks that are kind of surrounding the positive that's in what you're doing. And he brings the brayas actually from Gra on the Chalos, and from the Magen Misharim, the Beis Yosef, and the Arizal, that all these different inyanim, that there's klipos, that when you have a kashin you're learning, that's considered a klipa, and then when you have a machshava zarim, your tefillah, that's considered a klipa, that all these things are that. But just on a simple level, these difficulties come from if you don't have to work hard for it, then it's not about the Hashem. The Hashem doesn't come easy. The important things in life are only when you surmount and surpass difficulties. And he says that chita, it's a famous remez, is gematria chaf beis. Right, you spell it ches tes hey, it's gematria chaf beis. So chaf beis ozios, that's the shorish of Torah, the shorish of tefillah, that all those things. So if you eat it b'shlei musa, if you eat it in its whole part, right, without breaking it, so then you're going to say Bura Priya Adama, right? That's not going to be one of these examples that you say that you're going to say Bura Mini Mizonos, right? That it's like a cooked food. Why? Because Bura Priya Adama means it's not, Bura Mini Mizonos is when something is Zanas and Epish, when it really sustains you in the right way, when it has this extra element. As the Gemara here is discussing, that there's an extra element of being sustained by the food. So he says, when you are osik in anything with the chaf beis osios, when you're osik in chita, when you're osik in eating bread and trying to sustain yourself, but you don't have to break through any klipa, you don't have to destroy it into two parts, into three parts, into four parts, into five parts, whatever it is, depending on how many klipas there are, depending on how many difficulties coming at you. If you don't have to break a klipa to get to the pnimius, then that's a raya that food or that tefillah or that Torah is not being zam. It's not sustaining you in the way it should. It's not satisfying what it's supposed to. It's not accomplishing the nutrition, the sustenance that you should be getting from it. But it's only when you break the klipos, whether it's iyun in your Torah, or it's your amkus of your kavana and your tefillah, So then you'll be zocha that the chafiz osios will sheyizonu es nafsho, says that it'll sustain your soul. And that there's a madriga, so you can learn even the premise from the halachos of what types of foods would get sustained or not. Would get bor pri adama versus ramen mizonos. You could see amazing premise in terms of what it means for our Avodas Hashem.